The old Babylonian poem that Sinleike Unini inherited begins with the phrase, "surpassing all kings." It describes Gilgamesh as a gigantic and manic young man. His name may mean the old man is a young man. A warrior, and after his return, as a good king and benefactor to his people. A combination of Goliath and David. But to begin with, he is a tyrant. When we first enter the poem, there is an essential imbalance in the city. Something has gone drastically wrong. The man of unsurpassable courage and inexhaustible energy has become a monster of selfishness. The shepherd has become a wolf. He oppresses the young men, perhaps with forced labor, and oppresses the young women, perhaps with his ravenous sexual appetite. Because he is an absolute monarch, and two-thirds divine into the bargain, no one dares to criticize him. The people call out to heaven, like the Israelite slaves in Exodus, and their cry is heard. But Anu, father of the gods, doesn't intervene directly. He sends help in a deliciously roundabout way. He asks the great mother goddess Aruru to reenact her first creation of human beings. Now go and create a double for Gilgamesh, his second self, a man who equals his strength and courage, a man who equals his stormy heart. Create a new hero, let them balance each other perfectly, so that Uruk has peace. Like the Lord God in Genesis, Aruru forms a man from the dust of the ground, and he becomes a living being, the original man himself, natural, innocent, solitary. This second Adam will find a helpmeet for him, not in a woman, but in the man for whose sake he was created. Thus begins, 1,000 years before Achilles and Patroclus, or David and Jonathan, the first great friendship in literature. Enkidu is indeed Gilgamesh's double, so huge and powerful that when people see him they are struck with awe. But he is also Gilgamesh's opposite and mirror image, two-thirds animal to Gilgamesh's two-thirds divine. These animal qualities are actually much more attractive than the divine ones. Where Gilgamesh is arrogant, Enkidu is childlike. Where Gilgamesh is violent, Enkidu is peaceful, a naked herbivore among the herds. He lives and wanders with them from pasture to pasture, and, as we learn later in the poem, he drives away marauding predators, thus acting as both sheep and shepherd. With his natural altruism, he is also the original animal activist, setting his friends free from human pits and traps. When the trapper discovers Enkidu drinking with the animals at a waterhole, he is filled with dread, as if he has seen a Bigfoot or abominable snowman. What makes his face go white and his legs shake is not the fear of being harmed by a powerful savage. After all, he doesn't have to get any closer. It is the fear of being face to face with primordial humanity, the thing itself. He goes to his father for advice, and the father sends him on to Gilgamesh, who will know what to do.